My name is Mark Watlock of Advantage Computer Training, and I'm sitting with April Rista of Armor Larry Coaching. How are you today, April?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mark?
I am fine. I've always wanted to know, how did you come up with the name Armor Larry Coaching?
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It is. Armor Larry Coaching.
Well, when I first decided to start my business and I knew I was going to be doing coaching, I started brainstorming ideas. And of course, every typical name I came up with, as soon as I Googled it, it was taken. And it was either taken by another coaching firm or somebody in the wellness community. And it just seemed to not be hitting the right name. And every name was taken. And I actually started getting very frustrated. And I debated on, did I want to use my name or did I want to have a business name? And I chose a business name for two reasons. One, April Rista is hard for people to remember, hard for people to pronounce, and hard for people to spell. So I chose an even harder word for people to say and spell.
I agree.
But I came up with Armillary for a couple of reasons. And most people, when they hear the word, they don't know what it is. But when I describe it to them, they go, oh, I never knew that's what it was called. So you've probably seen one. You might even have one in your backyard, in your garden. They tend to be in people's gardens or on a bookshelf in an office. And it's those big spheres. They look like a hollow globe with a bunch of circles around it, and then there's an arrow going through it.
Oh, now I know what you mean.
Yeah, that's what most people say. And it was used in ancient times to help sailors find their direction. And as a coach, that's exactly what I do, is help people find direction.
Well, that was going to be my next question, but I think you've pretty much answered it. Well, maybe you started to answer it. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
As far as what is coaching?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it's funny. That's the other thing. When I say Armillary Coaching and people say, what do you do? And I say, I'm a coach. If that's all that I say, they go, oh, for what sport? And the first thing I want to do is get mad. But then I go, oh, well, they think I'm fit enough that I could be the coach of a sport. So that's a good thing. But then I realize that I've done myself a disservice in saying I'm a coach. I really should say, I'm sure you've had goals that you've tried to reach and maybe haven't succeeded. And they usually say, well, yeah. And what I do is I really focus working with salespeople because they always have goals that they're trying to make and they struggle sometimes to meet them. So I work with them to help them find, so maybe they have to set their goal. Maybe they haven't even fully set their goals yet, and help them find the motivation. What is it that motivates them and keeps them motivated? Do they have the skills that they need in order to reach their goals? If not, we talk about what skills they need to develop and how they might develop those. And then, as I said, what motivates them? Do they have the will to do it? And we talk about what their values are, what keeps them motivated, why they're doing what they're doing. And then we talk about ways to keep that motivation going.
So you have an ongoing relationship with your clients then?
Absolutely. I like to have a minimum of 6 sessions with my clients, because if you do fewer than that, you really aren't getting to the heart of the issue, nor are you gaining any traction that they can truly start to see results.
Well, I visited your website before we came on today, and it seems you have a very you have a long list of services that you provide. You'd like to talk about a few of those?
Yeah, my biggest thing is the one-on-one coaching. And I like to work with organizations that have salespeople in particular, but I am open to coaching all types of people, but I focus on the salespeople. So I like to work with organizations, and whether it's working one-on-one with an individual to help them achieve their goals, maybe they're an underperformer and they want to be a top performer, or their manager wants them to be a top performer, or they are a top performer and they want to continue to grow and be even better. So working one-on-one, working with small groups of people and doing group coaching is another thing that I love to do. And I offer training around different topics, particularly around sales, but I also do some around change management, around listening, networking, et cetera.
April, if one of our listeners wanted to get in contact with you, how could they reach you?
They can reach me through my email, and it's April@ArmillaryCoaching, and it's ArmillaryCoaching.com. Or you can go to my website, which is www.armillarycoaching.com, or you can call me at 804-306-2515.
Well, before we go, April, are there any events you have coming up you'd like our listeners to know about?
Yeah, we've always got something going on, whether it's an event that I'm presenting or partnering with other people. As you know, I just did the Authentic Leadership Summit with Michelle Braden. And also, as you know, we've got our great event coming up on December 6th, which is the Sales Excellence Academy. And that will be held at the Omni in Charlottesville from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We also have a great special going on for the registration for that. $75 for one person, $400 for a table of six. And then I've got something new that I'm getting ready to launch the beginning of the year. And it's something I'm really, really excited about because it combines the two things I love most, and that is coaching and training. And it's called right now the Business Excellence Circle. And what I'm looking to do is form a group of at least six people, up to 12 people, that will come together as a group or a circle, and we'll do group coaching. So a lot of times people want to hire a coach, or they may not even realize what a coaching session looks like. So to come and do it with a group is less intimidating, it's cheaper, more economical, and the group learns from each other. So it's not just their ideas or my ideas, it's the group coming together to share ideas and help each other.
So you're like a facilitator?
Yeah, kind of the facilitator, but also the coach. And so I am going to ask the thought-provoking questions and provide some, I don't want to say training, I guess more education. It's not training. It's not me standing up in front of the group teaching them something. It's facilitating discussion, but also adding some insight and some education around things that will help them to be better. And I'm really focusing again on salespeople, but the small business owner falls perfectly into that category because they are usually wearing many hats. They're wearing the salesperson hat, they're wearing the business owner hat, and they don't, a lot of times, don't have somebody else in their organization that they can go and brainstorm with or say, you know, I'm really struggling with this issue. I don't know how to handle it. I don't know what I need to do. So by having a coach as well as a group of other people coaching with you, you might walk away with several ideas or several ways of thinking of something you hadn't thought of.
So we'll be hearing more about that in the future then.
You'll definitely be hearing more about that in the future. There will be an introductory class or a session that will be free so people can kind of come and test out the waters. And then we'll go into a formal session that we'll meet monthly as a group, and it'll be a 90-minute meeting. And most likely it'll be at Open Space because we'll have a private location where it's very professional. There's drinks, there's Twizzlers, as you know, my favorite. And it's a great location where we can have some privacy to have our discussions. And then each individual will also get 30 minutes of one-on-one private coaching with me by phone as well. So it's really a great deal and a great opportunity for people that have thought about a coach or who are kind of stuck and don't know where to go. It really is a great opportunity for them to move forward.
April, you have a lot on your plate, and it sounds like you're ready to go for the new year.
I am very ready for the new year, but I don't want to rush the rest of this year away because we've got a lot of great things going on this year, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.